From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump on Friday declared the U.S. relationship with Britain as the highest level of special. The president rejected reports of troubled ties, further frayed by his comments published in the Sun newspaper. Standing alongside British Prime Minister Theresa May, Trump defended his remarks in the newspaper interview, which were seen as further weakening May's hold on power.
Unfortunately, there was a story that was done, which was, you know, generally fine, but it didn't put in what I said about the prime minister. And I said tremendous things. And fortunately, we tend to record stories now, so we have it for your enjoyment if you'd like it. But we record when we deal with reporters. It's called fake news.
The Trumps later had tea with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle and then left London for one of Trump's resorts in Scotland, where they will spend the weekend. A federal grand jury has indicted 12 Russian military officers with conspiracy to hack into Democratic campaign computers during the 2016 presidential election. Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein announced the indictment Friday.
The defendants worked for two units of the main intelligence directorate of the Russian General Staff, known as the GRU. Units engaged in active cyber operations to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
The charges come ahead of a highly anticipated summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland, on Monday. Trump said at a press conference Friday that he would absolutely ask Putin about the Russian interference in the U.S. election. This is VOA News. A massive suicide bombing of an election rally in southwestern Pakistan has killed at least 128 people, including a candidate for a provincial assembly seat. More than 120 others were injured in the blast that came in the lead-up to the July 25th national elections. The Islamic State's Amaq News Agency claimed that the group was responsible for carrying out the bombing. Friday's deadly attack in the Baluchistan province has fueled security concerns for heightened countrywide election-related activities ahead of the polls for the National Assembly and four provincial legislatures. Authorities in Pakistan swiftly arrested former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif along with his daughter and political heir Maryam shortly after the two landed in Lahore on a commercial flight from Britain Friday. An anti-corruption court had sentenced Sharif and his daughter in absentia to 10 years and 7 years in prison, respectively, for failing to explain how they acquired expensive properties in London. Tens of thousands of supporters and leaders of Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz flooded the streets of Lahore all day Friday in anticipation of the arrest of their leader. They also intermittently clashed with riot police in parts of the capital of the country's most populous province of Punjab. 8 critically endangered black rhinos are dead in Kenya following an attempt to move them from the capital to a national park hundreds of kilometers away. The Kenyan Ministry of Tourism and Wildlife said in a statement that preliminary investigations pointed to salt poisoning as the rhinos tried to adapt to saltier water in their new home. Prominent Kenyan conservationist Paula Kahumbu said losing the rhinos is a national disaster.
The suggestion that they could have died from salt poisoning, perhaps, we don't know. It could be negligence. It could be the conditions under which they were translocated. It could be a reaction to the drugs.
Conservationists in Africa have been working hard to protect the black rhino subspecies from poachers who target them for their horns to supply an illegal Asian market. At least 54 people were killed and dozens injured in an airstrike in Syria's Deir ez-Zor province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the attack late Thursday killed 54 people, including Islamic State fighters and 28 civilians. Missiles hit an ice factory near the Iraq border in an area controlled by the Islamic State, where dozens of civilians had taken shelter. The monitor said it was not clear whether planes from Iraq or the U.S.-led coalition carried out the raid. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.